From time to time, we do stupid facts of the day. You may think I'm stretching on this one, and I may be.
You're stretching on all of these, sir.
I'm not stretching on all of them. Some of them are facts that are stupid.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying we may have another extinction in our lives.
Oh.
There may be another thing going extinct. That is the semicolon.
The semicolon. Okay, so we might have to send that off to pasture because nobody's using it?
Well, they're half as common as they were 20 years ago. I think in part to nobody knows when to actually use the semicolon.
It's a little difficult to know, remember the rules.
It's like it's the colon that has the comma underneath. So
right.
It's the period with the comma underneath the period.
Yes. And then how is that different than the colon? Like, they're close cousins.
Well, but so, I don't see it as a cousin to the colon. Even though it says it in its name, I see it more a cousin and akin to the period. It's like between the period and the comma. When a period doesn't work, but a comma seems too casual.
Too casual? It's more formal?
Then you do the semicolon. When the comma is too casual, but the period's too abrupt, it's a semicolon day.
I thought that the semicolon was used in front of, like, lists of things.
No.
Oh, you're just shutting that down? No?
No.
Okay, why don't we turn to Google? What do you use a semicolon for?
Even reading the definition for that, it still makes no sense. It says it's connected, related to independent clauses, replacing coordinating conjunctions, and dividing complex lists.
Oh, okay, lists. Okay, so complex lists. That is also a thing. So
okay.
You can't just shut me down completely.
All right. I apologize. Maybe it is used in lists too. I've just never used them in lists. So.
Okay.
But yeah. And it's always funny because I'll use the semicolon every now and then, like thinking that I know.
Yeah. Because you're feeling fancy.
Because I'm feeling fancy.
Yeah.
And also to send a message to whoever I'm sending it to, like, I am of intellectual superiority.
and don't question this. I know I'm using this correctly.
like, you know, I just throw the semicolon in because someone sees it. They're like, wow, I'm impressed. He's using a semicolon. Okay.
Uh-huh. Like maybe. Okay. So their example is, I need to buy apples, oranges, and bananas, semicolon. Cherries, grapes, and peaches, semicolon. And strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries.
Okay.
So I guess if you have a long list,
you can throw in
a couple semicolons.
Just to break it up?
Just to break it up, because like if you say you do like three things, the first two, and then and something, semicolon.
Right.
Something, something, and something, semicolon.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I thought when you said for lists, like when you're kicking off a list, like, hey, the following are things not to bring to the beach, colon. You know?
Yeah. No, that's colon. Yes.
Right. Not a semicolon.
Right.
That's what I thought you were referring to.
But like in a sentence, if you're kind of listing out some.
Yeah. And like I said, I only use it casually.
Mm.
And when I think I know how to use it.
Uh huh.
And it's really to just
ever
send
call you out.
No. And it's really just to send the message that I'm smart.
I'm throwing around my big brain right now.
Being when in reality, it may not even be right.
I love the fact that you're admitting that there is sometimes subconsciously you're on purpose trying to use it and throw it out
right.
For that purpose of showing a big brain.
Yeah. It's just like, all right, look at the big bang brain on Ben.
Yeah, I've never like given it that much thought.
Well, that's the difference between you and me.
Okay. Got it.
All right, so stupid fact, the semicolon may be dying a slow and miserable death.
So wait, because is this a plea to start using it more so that it doesn't go away? Or are we launching a campaign to save the semicolon?
I don't know. I don't know. It may be one of those things 50 years from now we look back on and go, I remember when we used to use this.
Semicolons.
Yep.
And no one knew how to use it, so we stopped using it, and that's how we fix problems in grammar.
And everybody's triggered by the ellipsis and, you know, the world is a better place.
Well, listen, we're eradicating cursing. That's already been a thing.
Stupid fact of the day, semicolons could be going extinct. And see, look, we only got one text from a listener who loves the semicolon. So, you know, again, highlighting the fact that it's probably going extinct.
I know. Brooke, listen, you can start your
You hang on to it, Brooke.
Head up the club and say, listen, this is America for semicolons, and take up the charge, and I'll give you a dollar.
Okay. Kelly's tossing a dollar. All right, so there you go. That's your stupid fact on 99.7 DJX.